Welcome to another episode of Mr. Max Podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Hunter.
So you remember our last podcast was talking about multiples?
Oh yeah, it was about how multiples are the answer to multiplication facts when you multiplied two digits.
Yep. The podcast helped me out so much with that, I decided I wanted to know more.
Oh, you did? What did you find out?
Well, I found out that the answers to a multiplication problems are also called product.
Okay, so the answers are called multiples and products then?
Yep, I also found out that the numbers you multiply together are called factors.
Factors, huh? So when 2 and 3 are multiples together, the answer 6 is called a product.
Or multiple.
And the 2 and 3 are called factors.
That's right. You see, when you multiply any numbers together to get a product, numbers are the factors of that number.
So if you have a product of 12, then the number 2 and 6 are the factors of 12.
Yes, because 2 times 6 equals 12. But that's not all of the factors for 12.
Really? You mean a number can have more than one factor?
Well, sort of. You know that you can multiply 1 by any number and get the number you are multiplying.
Like 1 times 897 equals 897?
Uh-huh. That means that every number has factors of 1 and itself.
Well, that's easy.
But many other numbers have more than those two factors, like the number 12 and numbers you can multiply together to get 12.
1 times 12, 2 times 6, and 4 times 3?
That's right. Each of those sets of numbers can be multiplied together to get 12 as a product.
Or multiple?
Yep. So the number 12 has the factor of 1 and 12, 2 and 6, and 3 and 4.
But wait, doesn't 6 have a factor of 2?
It sure does, which means that 12 and 6 have common factors.
Oh, wow. So every number has a factor of 1 and itself, and the other numbers that you multiply to get that number.
Well, it's true that every number has factors of 1 and itself, but some numbers only have those as factors.
What do you mean?
Okay. The number 12 has factors of 1, 12, 2, 6, 3, and 4.
Okay.
But some numbers have only 1 and itself as factors and no other whole numbers.
Like the number 19?
Right. In multiplication, the only whole numbers that you can multiply together to get 19 and 1 are 19.
But what does that mean?
That means that numbers with only 1 and itself as factors are prime.
Prime, okay, so if you can only find 1 and itself, the number is prime. What about the numbers with more factors?
Those are called composite numbers.
Composite?
The word composite means to be made up of many things, like Kool-Aid is made of water, sugar, and the mix, right?
Oh, I get it. The number 19 is prime because it has factors of 1 and 19 only, but the number 12 is composite because the factors are 1, 12, 2, 6, 3, and 4.
That's it!
And some numbers have common factors like 6 and 12. Both have a number 2 as a composite factor.
It seems like you have a good grip on it.
Well, that's your podcast for this time. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Alexis. Thanks for listening.